Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen.
When I'm feeling all alone, everything's gone wrong, I'm not sure which way I should go. I forget I have a friend. He is there, he understands. I've been looking for an answer when the answer is holding my hand. God is the answer. He is right when I'm wrong. He's the answer. When I think I've lost my soul, I'm weak, he is strong. God is the answer. He's been the answer all along. When your heart is deeply troubled, your mind is filled with struggle, you're looking for someone who understands. Heart is breaking as he's waiting for you to cast your care upon him. God is the answer. He is right when I'm wrong. He's the answer. When I think I've lost my soul, he's the answer. When I'm weak, he is strong. God is He's been the answer all along. God is the answer. He is right when I'm wrong. He's the answer. When I think I've lost my song, he's the answer. When I'm weak, he is strong. God is He's been the answer all along. God is the answer. He's been the answer all along.
Amen. Jesus is the answer, friend. We're going to make our way now to the live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church, where we're preaching on the sin of anger out of Ephesians chapter number 4. I hope this will be a blessing to you as you listen today. All right, take your Bibles this morning. Once again, Ephesians chapter number 4 is where we're going to be in the text this morning. As you're turning there in Ephesians chapter 4, we've been looking at specific sins mentioned in the Word of God. And we've already dealt with the sin of lying. In that previous message in chapter number 4, we spoke briefly about putting off the old man and putting on a new. That's exactly what takes place. When you get saved with the grace of God, your soul is saved, amen, but you're still in the same robe of flesh. You're still in the same body. And a lot of people have a whole lot of trouble with this. They have a whole lot of trouble because they got two natures, amen. The old man is dead. So we live in a new nature, and that new man to which God has created in us. Friends, living in a new nature is not always easy. There's going to be struggles. There's going to be fights. There's going to be things that you want to do, you're tempted to do, even that you know that you should not do based on the Word of God. So we're faced with all kinds of things. Listen, I want to remind you that we are living in a fallen world, a world of iniquity. The Bible said that Satan is the prince and the power of the air. Amen. There's a demonic realm out there. We talked about some of those things on Wednesday night. But there's a demonic realm out there that's pulling at people, pulling at the minds of Christian people today to cause them to do wrong. And we're faced with all kinds of modern ideas in our day. We're surrounded with all kinds of ungodly, unbiblical principles that stand in our face, pushing us to agree with their ideology. Have you noticed here lately how that the world seems to want to force you into their ideology. They want to cause you to, I mean, if you don't believe and you don't think the way that they think, then you're, something's wrong. You're like weird. You got three heads, been in and you're walking around with a purple dinosaur suit on and you just look strange. I mean, if you don't agree with their ideology, then something's wrong. I'm gonna tell you something, I'm never gonna agree with the ideology of the world when it's not backed up with the Word of God, amen. I like what Warren Wiersbe said right here. He said that the Bible was written to be obeyed, not to be studied. There's a difference, amen. I read the other day some comments from a listener online, and I thank God for our online listeners. Praise God, I appreciate you. But if you ever get in a service like Sunday night, you're never going to experience what we experienced here on Sunday night. I watched it. I went back and watched it, amen. And I'm going to tell you something. You had no idea what was going on in this room on Sunday night. You can't experience that out there. Somebody wrote a while back, boy, that was great information. Thank you, preacher. Those things. I'm not throwing on that. But I want to say this. That Tim Ferriss said it this way. He said, information is useless if it's not applied to something important, or if you will forget to, or if you forget it before that you have a chance to apply it. In other words, information's one thing, but it's when it's heartfelt and it changes your life, that's when it makes a difference in your life. This is not just information. This is information that you're to take, apply, and it just changes your life and you walk out of here different than when you came. That's what it's all about, amen. How, preacher, can I have the mind of Christ in my life? Well, when you take your life and you line it up with God's word, you say, preacher, how can I put Christ on? Well, if God is against it, you ought to be against it. If God is against it, then you ought to be against it. You say, what do you mean, preacher? Well, there's some things that God hates. God hates some things like this, the lying tongue. We've already talked about that, amen. We talked about lying a couple weeks ago. God hates lying. God despises lying. Why? Because it is not the truth. There's some other things that God hates. God hates the shedding of innocent blood. God hates, man, those that devises wicked schemes, excuse me. God hates feet that are quick to run to evil. God hates false witnesses. On the issue of homosexuality, God doesn't just hate it. He calls it an abomination. And if God is against those things, we as Christian people ought to be against. I don't like that, preacher. That's going against the modern trend today. I know. That's why they look at us like we're purple dinosaurs and three-headed men. Because we are standing on a principle of the Word of God, amen. There is sins in our day that need to be addressed, but people are too afraid to address them because it doesn't run with the mainstream media. And it does not do any service, it does not do any good for people to sit in church and write on Facebook that they agree with sin. I don't understand it. Quit saying I like it. Quit putting a thumbs up on these things. Quit doing those things because, friend, you're agreeing with the world and not standing on the principles of the Bible. I'm going to tell you something. You say, how much do you believe it, preacher? I'm willing to take it to the end of my life. That's how much I believe that this book is the truth. If it's good enough for me to get saved on, it ought to be good enough for me to stand and preach it. Amen. I'm telling you, look, on the issue of divorce, God hates divorce and clearly explains his reasons for esteeming marriage so highly. He said that it was he who made them one in Malachi chapter 2. Marriage is not your idea, it's God's idea. So quit trying to redefine God's idea of marriage. I tell you, I'm so sick and tired of people making excuses for themselves. You say, preacher, I don't like this. I'm tired of people making excuses for themselves when it becomes convenient. Yeah. Are y'all listening to me? God's word is established. God's word is the truth. Quit trying to make God's word to say what you want it to say and stand on what God has already said. He knows what he's talking about. He created marriage, and if he created marriage, he understands that you're going to go through some hardships. But know this, God has an idea in place. Any deviation from God's design is detestable to him. And because God designed marriage in such a way that it's not a contract, it is a covenant, divorce then destroys the whole concept of covenant that is so important to God. I'm tired of people saying, this is what I think. You ever heard that lately? They say, this is what I think. So I want to tell you, this is what I look for. I want somebody to stand up in our day and say, this is what the Bible says. I'm so tired of hearing it. People are saying it all over the time. This is what I think. Well, this is what I think that God meant. This is what I think God said. That's not what he said. This is God's word's truth. And if you're going to have any type of growth in your life, if you're going to have any type of manic success in your life, you're going to have to agree with what the Bible says. That's what we call putting on the new man. I'm getting ready to read the text, I promise you, in Ephesians chapter number 4. It's amazing how we spend Sunday morning and Sunday night in the house of God, get right with God, then we get behind the school bus on Monday morning. I don't know if y'all ever noticed when you're late to work. I know that I still got some adamant nature in me. When you're late to work and the school bus is there, you get the school bus, they stop, and they got the blinking lights, the door has to come open, and here comes all the excited kids getting on the bus. Dear God, just get on the bus! And I mean, you're talking about with such intensity. I mean, they are just, I'm like, come on, let's go, you know? And they're like, and then it must like, I don't know if you guys know this, but they must have to wait till they get on the bus and get sit down before they shut the door. I'm like, just get on the bus. I got to get to work. But we spent all day at the house of God. And it is a matter of a couple of seconds. And we go from zero to billion in the Richter scale of anger. I know it doesn't happen to you, but it happens to me. I want you to look at Ephesians chapter number 4. And we're going to deal with the subject of anger this morning. Look at verse 17, please. I want to back up and we'll start there. Speaking of our new way of thinking. And this I say therefore, and testify in the Lord that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles, walk in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness, to the work of all uncleanliness with greediness, but ye have not so learned Christ. And if so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him as truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Notice verse 24. And that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness. Notice that right there. It's created in Christ righteousness. It doesn't come naturally. You have to be born into this life. Amen. That's the reason why you can attend church your whole life and never have a change. You must be born again. Amen. It's not based on church attendance. It's based on salvation. Being born again, created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak to every man the truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Look at verse 26 now. Be ye angry. What, God? You want me to be angry? Watch this. Be ye angry and what? Sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.